All right, now we've just started the second side of the tape with the interview with Perlin. I just wanted to ask you a few more things. Dag Hammarskjöld was killed in the Congo, a very tragic event. And the UN did an investigation, the United Nations did an investigation of that. And I understand that the Swedish government also investigated that event. Can you say a little bit about what took place with that investigation?
Well, there was this international investigation made, committee set up by the UN, appointed by the Secretary General, I think. No, there was no Secretary General, but the UN was set one up.
Mm-hmm.
And it made its investigation, which concluded that there was no one conclusion on how it had happened. And they gave three main possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Accident, sabotage, it was a human factor, I guess, or accident.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they had and they said that it's hard to say which one was the cause.
So the investigation was not conclusive.
No, it was not quite conclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And then much discussion was going on about this in the press, in the media, and there were theories about, foreign aircraft having attacked the plane and things like that, which this committee couldn't establish. But everybody has had his own theory about this, and there was much speculation, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, was one of the reasons why the Swedish government decided to set up a committee to just go through the international committees. So what they looked was that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a committee of Swedish officials, Swedish lawyers, and judges, I think, a small committee.
Mm-hmm.
And about that, I would refer to the secretary of that committee, who really knows everything about that and the whole issue of this accident, this event, which Hammarskjöld was killed. Well, his name is Axel Edelstam. Axel Edelstam. He was also a diplomat of Swedish Foreign Service person. His last post was ambassador to Norway, Swedish ambassador to Norway. He's now retired and lives in Sweden. And he is a good source when it comes to.
Well, is he in Stockholm?
And he is in Stockholm or in Sweden.
He's
in Sweden.
He's
married to an American. But Axel Edelstam is his name.
Edelstam.
He's a good source when it comes to this particular.
Yes. And did the UN Commission interview you at that time?
No, I wasn't in Malmö.
No. And did the Swedish Commission contact you?
I had no reason to be. There was no reason to involve me at all, so I had nothing to do except that I was still doing UN work at the Foreign Office, so I saw the papers come through me. But I was not involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, in your opinion, what do you think happened?
Well, the most likely thing, as far as I can understand, was that it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what caused it? It's likely that it was the human factor, which means that it might have been the pilots, the pilot made a mistake, or might have been a mistake in communications, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in all these theories about the plane being attacked. All these fantastic stories that you read that Hammarskjöld himself caused it.
I never heard
that. No, it's but that's my view.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if All, and that is what Ryan will tell you to on the same side on this.
On that one.
But he's written about it. I mean, until or unless somebody says that, somebody that claims that it was shot down, it was a sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Unless and until such a person gives some evidence,
yeah. mm-hmm.
one can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't believe in just a theory. And they are very strong believers, these who claim this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And nothing wrong with it, except that they have no evidence.
No evidence, right. Now, informally, we were discussing that there are, here in Sweden, documents that people could get if they're interested in studying these things further.
Well, I might use this occasion to remind you, or you might not have heard of it, that when Aversund died after his book, let's start that, one or 10 days, I think, perhaps 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
before the crash,
mm-hmm.
I received a letter here in Stockholm from Dan Andersson.
Mm-hmm.
Which astonished me, and which I thought was rather odd, because there was a brief letter saying that in case of need, I wish you to take care of all my papers, personal and in my home, and the official at my office. Well, that was the gist of the room, wasn't it?
But this was, he asked you,
2 weeks
you personally?
Yes. Oh. 2 weeks before, and then 2 weeks after that,
he died.
Yes. Of course, that gave, and that, yes, and for many people has taken this as some kind of proof that he knew that this score that was, you know, that he was just expecting this, that he had this for.
Uh-huh. That his kind of spiritual nature gave him this kind of premonition.
Yes. This premonition. And
yeah.
And of course, some people go further and say, "Well, he arranged it."
Yeah.
But it's all old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But it's. But it was a remarkable thing, anyway. It was probably the truth.
Because he hadn't discussed that with you earlier.
No,
this was
never.
The first time.
Uh-huh. No. But it's very likely, and I have reason to believe that this was something that his secretary advised him to do. Well, he traveled so much, and there was so the whole situation was so tense and the cold and crazy.
Yes, yeah.
So for her, mm-hmm. who was a very intelligent woman,
and there had been threats
very closely with Dan,
mm-hmm.
She said, "Well, when you go now, wouldn't you?" You should have everything in order, so why don't you decide what to do with that and that?
Uh-huh.
If necessary.
Right,
well,
and he trusted
and,
you.
And yeah. Yes, he trusted me. So that he asked me was not in itself. It's so remarkable that I was chosen, but mm-hmm. it was the timing.
Mm-hmm. Because you had taken care of his personal
affairs. Well,
I had had so much
during my first 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, my 3 years at New York.
Mm-hmm.
I worked closely with him, and he was quite open, and so I had no secrets. I mean, his papers, his letter, I saw everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he was not
kind.
Uh-huh.
So he
that was no. And after that, I kept in touch with him then. When I was out in New York, so we had that. I mean, that was not
mm-hmm.
nothing remarkable in that. But
yeah.
But that led to, of course, that I had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So in October, and that's fully documented. In October, I was after the crash was in September. In October,
mm-hmm.
I spent 4 weeks in New York
mm-hmm.
negotiating with the UN about how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, it's for the
purpose for the right.
But then that was also easy because I knew the secretary that I gave my friends and I wrote. I must put in here the I got this assignment. I had to do it. I asked my foreign minister first to leave to go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very wise man. He said, if I give you a piece of advice, when you come to the UN, because this is very delicate.
Right.
Ask to the Secretary General to appoint somebody from the Secretary to assist you,
mm-hmm.
so that you're not so.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, this is wrong history. That's what I say. You should not rely on memories. No, he didn't say that. It wasn't that way. What you might have said. Anyway, when I came to New York, I asked, I contacted Cordian, my old friend. And he, well, it might have been this way, I said that I want somebody to.
When we get the transcript, you can.
To help me. And he said, well, yes, I agree, and I'll ask Brian Urquhart to help you.
Oh, okay. So Brian Urquhart was the within the UN.
So yes.
To help you.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then you
so I took, yes, all the papers, and in that context, when I went through all his papers, in his home,
mm-hmm.
on 73rd Street, then I found this, next to this bed there, in the bed table, this file with the typewritten pages, which was Wegmark.
What was it?
Markings.
Markings?
Yes, Swedish Wegmark.
Okay.
Which I had never seen before, never heard of before.
And this was all his personal.
Didn't know that it existed, but it was there with a small, well, it's all in the, with a small envelope addressed to another friend in Sweden. So I sent to Sweden, and in that letter, which is quoted on the first page of all his Susan Markings, it's the letter in which Dag Hammarskjöld asked this friend to take care of that, the style, and to decide whether it should be published or not.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That he left to him.
Uh-huh. But you found it?
Yeah, I found it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes, it was a surprise to me.
Yeah. So now all his personal writings are here.
Yes.
And where
and
are
that
they
leads housed? Me, yes. All his personal writings, everything he had, and also letters received, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
all his papers that he had in New York,
mm-hmm.
which was not all his papers and all his life, of course, in BBC, mostly papers from 1953 and on.
Mm-hmm.
But he had so much correspondence and papers regarding other things than the UN, the Swedish Academy, and Nobel Prizes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also some UN things. They were taken to Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the papers at the UN, all of his papers at the UN were taken on the basis of an agreement that I made between myself and the UN.
Uh-huh.
And they, all these papers are in the Royal Swedish Library here at Stockholm.
In Stockholm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And now they are open to the
yes,
public?
Yes, they consist of two parts. The UN part,
mm-hmm.
which was open to one person before the 25-year ban arrived,
mm-hmm.
and that was to Brian Urquhart.
Uh-huh.
So it was decided that he should have access to it,
mm-hmm.
for the purpose of writing his book.
Yeah, was this your decision?
Yeah, well, yes, it was my
decision. All right.
Yes, well, we had a group here. It was Dag Hammarskjöld's brother, myself, and the chief of the library.
Mm-hmm.
We made rules. Well, when the papers had arrived in Sweden, what should govern these papers.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that it should be a 25-year ban,
mm-hmm.
other axis could be ousted, and then we had to decide.
I see, okay.
So it was long. But, uh-huh. but the Brian got axis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some time ago, but 25 years after, or rather a little more, but last year,
mm-hmm.
all the UN papers, because the UN part of the papers were released.
Uh-huh.
So researchers can go into that.
Yeah.
They could, there have been some going in there before, they have requested
some they have special
permission,
yeah. Uh-huh.
They are
given
access. But they are now generally accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But the other papers, the what we call the personal, the private part of the Valhammersund
mm-hmm.
deposition in the library, are still on the ban for a couple of years still. But there again, if somebody who is doing serious research
mm-hmm.
wants to see something, he can make a request, and then,
mm-hmm.
then that can be considered.
Yeah.
And that in charge of that is, besides the library, is Mr. Peder Hammarström, who is nephew of Dars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he is now, he was also a Foreign Service officer in Sweden, he is now retired.
Mm-hmm.
And he devotes much of his time to this collection
mm-hmm.
of papers, and one can always turn to him mm-hmm. in questions regarding the commercial papers in this library.
Yeah. So that the
That's
personal the papers were to remain closed for 30 years?
They were, yeah, well, they,
oh,
were
about
also,
30
they were also 25, but that's been prolonged.
But that was prolonged, I see,
yes.
I see. So there's not an expiration
yes.
date on that as such?
No, not yet.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Well, that's very interesting. I really appreciate
that could
your
be
explaining
said,
that.
But what should be said in that context, because that's important for your purpose and for future research,
yes.
is that we decided then, I say we, that was Hammarström's brother, and well, mainly his older brother and myself,
mm-hmm.
decided that it would be very important for the history of the United Nations of Hammarström
mm-hmm.
to get to collect material the way you do now,
mm-hmm.
but not only about the time. And the contacts that people had had during these important periods when Dahl was secretary general. So we wrote letters on the, signed by Bo Hammarström to all kinds of people who Dahl Hammarström had been dealing with, foreign ministers and ministers. I have a long list of them, and asked for them with a long letter, asking, telling them that it's important for future history.
Yes,
to have, if you have any material, if you have letters, if you have memories yourself, or anything, please put it down and send it in, and this will be guarded. It will be cannot be published or seen unless you agree, and so on. And there was a 25-year ban or more on that too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we fished for this material, and with the result that in that library there are, I don't know how many, sealed envelopes with letters and reminiscences from all these important people about things that were going on during those times. So that is there. Nobody has seen what's
so
in
that
the,
is there in the library also.
That's in the library.
And if someone were doing research, they could request.
Yes, no, nobody has seen it.
Can they request to see that?
I haven't done
that.
Well, that, yes, in due time.
In due time, uh-huh.
In due time.
Would there be a list of who would have written that? Could that
well,
they could see?
Yes, in due time, but not yet.
Not yet, all right.
But we haven't come that way. I say we, because I've been so much involved, but it's just there, and nobody, there hasn't been, well, first of all, we have this ban, so it couldn't be touched.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we had promised those who sent it in not to touch it.
Right.
So it's there, but the time, of course, approaches when this material will have to be taken care of. And
it'll be 30 years very soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it, we don't have a lot. That's to be decided. But say 30 years, it'll be very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, and I would say that the day that this is available, then these papers will be organized. There will, of course, there will be a list of who wrote in and so on. That day will come. It's not here yet.
Yeah.
I'm myself very curious to look at this. I wrote to all these, and they came in. And we don't know exactly what's in there, but there is. And the same goes for all his more private correspondence. He wrote to all his friends, personal friends and others, to say, do you have letters from Dahl that you so please deposit them? So there are lots of, I've deposited all my letters.
Okay, so
all his letters to me are, for instance, just as an example, are there.
So his letters to you and
they
your letters to him also?
Well, if he has saved them, which I don't know.
I see.
I don't have copies of my letters.
You don't have copies.
But
yeah.
I'm sure there are letters from me there to him.
Yeah,
So this goes for many of his more private, and it's all there.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's not touched yet.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's really interesting.
So there is.
So at some time when someone wants to write a biography, then this would be available.
And then there must be, and there will be books, and there are, of course, discussions here, and there are Swedes. You see, what Brian spoke about him is, of course, well, that's Dag Hammarskjöld as Secretary General, that's that period.
Right.
But there's nothing has been written about him before 1953.
That's right, yeah.
And there's lots, of course, there will be books, the biographies that goes back, and also.
Mm-hmm.
Gets more into his personal life and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing, I think, for this tape recording is to know that at the library there is lots of material which will eventually be, hopefully, of value to when one has to assess about the person and his actions.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very important to know about. He certainly was a very remarkable person.
Yes, unique.
Very unique.
So in that context, just note that the one to contact about the library papers, including these papers I just mentioned, is Peder Hammarskjöld.
Mm-hmm.
In Stockholm.
Right, and that's his nephew.
Mm.
Right, all right. Very good.
That's the only important thing I
that you have
said into the recorder.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Unless there's some other comments that you have to make, then I think...
Yes, I'll take a look. But as I said, this...
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is to know where to go, where to find things.
Right. Okay. Well, then unless there's anything else you want to say, then I think we're finished.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.